You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bijal. The Côte des Neiges, Notre-Dame de Grâce, borough mayor, and opposition councillors played politics over parks during back-to-back council meetings Tuesday night. Tensions started during the 5:30 session, in which council members gathered to pass this year's borough budget. City staff say the budget balances investment in green, inclusive infrastructure with pressures to minimize costs to taxpayers who are already dealing with high inflation rates. Although the budget passed, both Ensemble Montréal councillors voted against it. Two-thirds of the six-person council is affiliated with Valérie Plante's Projet Montréal, while the councillors for Darlington and Snowdon are with the official opposition, Ensemble Montréal. Snowdon councillor Sonny Moreau said he couldn't approve the budget in good conscience without receiving more information and sooner.
Dans l'opposition, on veut voter en faveur d'un budget pour le conseil. C'est un des gros rôles en tant qu'élu. Et dans le budget qu'on a reçu, même qu'on regarde les autres partis, les autres arrondissements où est-ce qu'ils ont des partis d'opposition, les personnes dans l'opposition dans ces arrondissements reçoivent plus d'informations. Ils reçoivent ça plus tôt dans la semaine.
He said greater transparency would also help reduce partisan bickering at council. Tuesday night's any indication, a reduction in partisan bickering wouldn't go amiss on council. Moreau's and borough mayor Gracia Kasoki-Katawa first butt heads over changes to municipal funding to the borough. The mayor rebuked concerns over a decrease in the real value of transfers amidst high inflation. She said the 2% increases from the Plante administration were better than the freeze experienced under Ensemble Montréal.
Projet Montréal have been, increasing the transfer central to the boroughs in comparison to what Ensemble Montréal have been doing during the past year. Somebody like Alain de Souza said that the boroughs should stop complaining and figure out their finances. And they froze. They didn't like it was 0% increase to the boroughs. So Dominique Olivier for the two past years have been increasing the transfer to the boroughs from 2%. Not only that, but we are paying the, reflection of our parks and everything with programs and money that come from Central City. And the reason we're able to do that is because we are an administration that is responsible, that understands how things work, that collaborates with Central City and make sure that we're able to get money from Central City and bring it here in the borough.
Parks also proved contentious at Tuesday night's meetings. When the Snowdon councillor asked about the impact on the environment and vulnerable populations of proposed changes to Mackenzie King Park, including a new AstroTurf field, Mayor Kasoki-Katawa was passionate in her defense. She argued the youth of Côte des Neiges are a vulnerable and underserved group, and that to deprive them of an AstroTurf sports field would demand taking action against the many private schools allowed to have similar fields, inaccessible to the public.
C'est important que la ville de Montréal soit cohérente dans la façon dont on fait la transition écologique. C'est-à-dire que le secteur du parc Mackenzie King, Si on ne va pas de l'avant avec un terrain synthétique, on fait en sorte qu'un terrain public, on empêche finalement des personnes vulnérables d'utiliser une infrastructure sportive de qualité sur un terrain public. Alors que plusieurs écoles privées autour, où ces personnes n'ont pas accès, possèdent des terrains synthétiques.
Toward the close of the following meeting, there was another tense exchange between the mayor and Ensemble Montréal councillors, this time over the closure of Chemillien-Oudouy to cars by 2027. Moreau's fellow Ensemble Montréal councillor, Stephanie Valenzuela, proposed a motion asking the city to study the impact of the closure on borough residents.
But there are always adverse effects, and those adverse effects have direct impacts on our residents, the quality of life of our residents, the amount of time that people are going to have to stay in the bus, the 11 bus that passes by Côte des Neiges to go through the mountain, to go on the other side of the mountain. So there are so many things that we need to take into consideration, and this is why The main thing we were asking for in this motion was to get a study showing us exactly what these effects are so that we can prepare ourselves and we have a roadmap to prepare ourselves in terms of what needs to be secured, what areas need to be taken into consideration, what roads need to be taken into consideration, and how our residents will be impacted by these changes that are put in place because of the decisions of this administration.
And Projet Montréal amended the motion to focus more on collaboration with the city. Valenzuela expressed her desire to withdraw the motion, but was overruled. The amended motion passed 3-2 with the support of Projet Montréal councillors. The mayor justified the decision by saying that impact studies were already part of the city's process in proposing the change.
L'opposition le dit eux-mêmes, c'est-à-dire, mais pourquoi vous l'adoptez pas si de toute façon les ingénieurs vont faire les études? Ben, c'est parce que c'est toujours comme ça que ça fonctionne à la ville de Montréal. Donc en fait, cette motion-là, concrètement, les études qui sont demandées, de quoi on parle? On parle du carbon footprint. Est-ce que c'est ça? Parce que c'est pas ça qui était marqué dans la motion. On veut des études sur le carbon footprint parce que sinon, en termes de comment est-ce qu'on va réorganiser les rues, ben on a des ingénieurs à la ville de Montréal. Qui sont là puis qui font ce travail-là lorsqu'on présente des projets, c'est-à-dire qu'ils analysent l'impact autour finalement des endroits où on fait les interventions. Donc ce que je dis, c'est que on le fait déjà. Puis je suis désolée que ce soit frustrant, mais c'est ça la réalité.
I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.